You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. You know, I hear we have some bad weather on the horizon this afternoon.
Yeah, you know, I don't mind that because whatever that is, it's going to be not a big thing, you know, but they said the nasty S word for Saturday, and it could be, you know, the biggest snowstorm we've had this year.
Yeah, definitely not looking forward to that.
No, man, I am not looking forward to. I've been raving on the fact that, you know, that snow had eluded us for all of this time, but I'm not unmindful of the fact that we're so far behind on snow that my real fear is as we head towards the spring, Calvin, we get dumped on. You know, that's happened before.
Yeah, definitely would rather have the snow now than the end of February or the beginning of March.
Yeah, man, because it dashes your hopes, right?
Yeah, snow in March is just not a good time.
Anyway, we've got a lot to talk about today. We're not going to have the Leaded Water Gang on today. They'll be returning next Wednesday. But we are going to be joined in the 9 o'clock hour by the mayor of the city of Milwaukee, Cavalier Johnson. And we will be talking about, you know, immigration. And we'll follow that up as always on Wednesdays with Dr. Craig. But man, I just, after hearing the things that Donald Trump was talking about as it relates to United States taking over Gaza and rebuilding it, you know, Calvin, it's really just an unbelievable thing that we're dealing with, telling the Palestinians that they should leave their homes and that he wants to make, you know, Gaza into a, you know, a beautiful, beautiful destination place for people. Here's kind of where I'm going with this. All the things that Donald Trump is doing and talking about, and that phone line's open at 855-752-4842. As an American citizen, who's watched a lot of things in my life, seen a lot of things in my life, why are we trying to take over the world, Calvin? Do you understand that?
Well, I mean, I don't understand it because I think it's the wrong decision. But as far as Gaza specifically, I mean, I saw this coming if Trump won the election.
Look. Donald Trump make America first, unfortunately, means you do as we say, the rest of the world. There have been times in the history of our nation that people have certainly tried to rule the world, and we've condemned them. All along the way, we've condemned them, and rightfully so, and we've gone to wars for that exact reason. And so, you know, the historians have talked about those who have attempted to do this. And yet here we are, 4% of the global population, and we've got a man who's running around the world telling the rest of the world that we're first. We don't care what you say. You'll do as we say. Man, you have to understand from the perspective of the other nations the threat that this, you know, proposes. Now, the rest of the world can sit back and not be worried and just continue to accept the threats that are coming from this person. Or they can do what the United States did when the Allies all came together to do what they did to Germany. It was a concerted effort. People from different nations came together because they saw a man that clearly was blinded and was dangerous to the entire world. Now, we have that man, and he's not alone. And let me tell you something that you may not believe. Donald Trump has usurped or is in the process of usurping the power of Congress. Now, you know, there's a coup taking place. And anybody who doesn't know that, right now it's a bloodless coup. But I don't know many coups that have been successful without there being bloodshed. Absolutely, there is a coup taking place in this nation. My concern is, where's the media? You know, the media can't remain silent and afraid to push back against what they know is transpiring in this country. There's a coup happening, and it's not in the third world. It's in the United States. Man, you know, I don't understand how this can possibly happen. And many people in this nation and those who still support him don't have a clue. They're clueless. They don't understand what a coup is. They don't know what's transpiring. All they know is Trump is my man. I was better off when he was president than I was under Joe Biden. At some point in time, people have to understand where we are in history already. Man, you don't make the kind of statements that this man makes before the entire world, and those people in other nations don't say, this is the most dangerous time in history. Why? Because we have the most powerful nuclear arsenal in the world. And the more up-to-date nuclear arsenal in the world. We have the most powerful military in the world, even though we only make up 4% of the population. But when you have a guy who's running around with his chest poked out and making threats to the other peoples of the earth who can't possibly compete with the power of this nation. You must understand the time and what must be done. We are in that time. And so we can continue to act as if, you know, this is, you know, just public theater. It's not public theater. When a man can go before the world like Donald Trump did yesterday and withdraw from the United Nations Human Rights Body, which was established in 1945. When you see what has become of the Palestinian people, bombed into, back into, you know, prehistoric times. And then he makes a statement, well, we as Americans should take that over. Those things should not go unpunished. You know, I'm looking at James. Trump is a fresh air. It's fresh air after 4 years of a president allowed our borders to be open, and we nearly lost our country. This is what we're faced with. A person who makes statements like that in the face of a man threatening the world with destruction and telling the world, we're going to control the entire world. This guy's response, James, is he's a fresh face. Oh, you know, Hitler was a fresh face, James. I think you are old enough to know what that wrought and why the world mobilized against him. So a fresh face is threatening the world? That it's all about us? No, it's all about me? You think that's okay? But you're not alone. There are many others. There's a coup afoot in our nation. It's not an exaggeration. It's not in the third world country. It has come to the shores of our nation. And a man who is masquerading as the president of the United States, well, he's not masquerading, he's there, is leading it. 855-752-4842 is the number. It is Wednesday. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Yes, we are in the Twilight Zone. And the more you hear these unstable things Before I go to the phone lines, President Donald Trump announced Tuesday that the United States will withdraw from the top UN human rights body and will not resume funding for the UN agency helping the Palestinian refugees. So why? Why would he, what does he have against the Palestinian refugees? They've been bombed back into the Stone Ages. These people have nothing. There's nothing they did to deserve the Palestinian people, to deserve what happened to them. The rest of the world sees it and says, this is not acceptable. This is inhumane what has happened to these people. The rest of the world. And then Donald Trump says, well, we're not going to help those. Those people don't deserve to be helped. As a matter of fact, what needs to happen to them is they need to leave their nation. Never mind all of the lives that were lost over the many decades of fights that went on to make sure that the Palestinians had a homeland. No other president in history has come out and said the horrific things that this man has said. And then I see James, who says Trump is a fresh face after 4 years of a president that allowed our borders to be open, and we really lost our country. Oh, we did? Let me tell you something, James. We've lost our country because of who's in there right now and what he's doing. And if you can't understand that, man, you know, all I can do is shake my head. Let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Good morning to you, Brendan. You say what?
Well, let's talk some truth, okay? All this stuff about, you know, all the money he's pulling back and everything that he's doing is just to fund the people that have funded him. That's the first thing. He's gutting the CIA. He's gutting the FBI. And all these knuckleheads out there. Well, I told you this months ago, and, you know, I don't know whether you took it seriously enough. This is just old white hatred coming out. Everything's about the border. These people don't realize that hardworking immigrants come to this country to try to find a better life for themselves. They send money home to their families. They contribute to the tax pot that these broke-ass red states go to every year and belly up. As they're voting for Republicans that keep taking things away, they continuously vote against their better interests. But let's call it what it is. The fascist oligarchy is taking over, and everybody's going to sit around. And I don't want to watch Chuck Schumer jump up and down on television and wave his arms around. I want to see the Democratic Congress stand up and start doing something, anything. Because now we've got a guy that used to be on Fox News, a drunk, running our military. We've got a woman who was married to the guy of the WWE Wrestling League running our education. He's going after the education department and that knucklehead from the Teamsters Union who took lots of pictures with them with his thumbs up. Is now they're going to gut the Labor Department. So good job, you guys, and good job, all you MAGA fans. Thanks for voting in the next king of the United States.
You know, Brendan, it's all of those things you said apropos. But it's even worse than that, because he's not just doing this to the United States. His goal is to rule the world. Okay? That's his goal. And in his mind, in his twisted, jaded mind, he thinks, well, you know, I've got the greatest army, it belongs to me. And so all of these things in this nation belong to him. He's not, you know, the president of the United States. He, in his mind, is, and he is the most powerful man in the world because of, you know, what the United States has and represents. So his goal is to rule the world. And other nations aren't going to sit back very long. And people in this nation who don't understand, man, that the coup is well underway should make sure you listen intently to the show this morning, because we're going to point those things out. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Ann from Chippewa Falls. Good morning to you, Ann. Thank you for the call.
Earl, this all has to do with money and power. And as far as the people that are still Trumpers, you know what? You're right, Earl. They want it to be like Germany. They want the whites to control this world and have all the power. And if we don't wake up and start doing something and blowing the horn on this, we are going to be in a Germany-type situation, a Hitler-type situation. We need to wake people up. This is just getting way too much.
Hey, it really is, Ann. And, you know, it's not just that he wants whites in his nation, whites to rule the world. He's just talking about whites in this nation, okay? There are whites all over the world, and he's raining down hell on them. There are whites in Canada. He's raining down hell on them. So his thing is solely the United States. 4% of the global population, that's all we make up, 4%. The rest of the world, 96% of the rest of the world is looking at this. And so I don't know how long 90% of the world, 96% of the world is going to be ruled by 4%. How long? Not long. Thank you very much for the call. 855-752-4842. We'll continue the conversation.
That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. No, we're not dealing with lead or water this morning. My guests will return next Wednesday. But we are dealing with an issue that's monumental that I think we clearly need to keep our eyes open and we're in the midst of a coup. That's exactly what we're in the midst of, and anybody who doesn't see that or doesn't believe that, you know, I'm sorry, but Donald Trump and Elon Musk have clearly taken control over the government. And so if they've taken control over the government, it means they've taken control over you and me and our futures. That's what's in queue. That's what's in process. No question whatsoever. And they're not even trying to hide it. It's being done in broad daylight. And why is the media so afraid to say that? You know, why are people so afraid to say that? You see it in every move that's being made. And then yesterday, President Donald Trump's proposal that the United States take over the Gaza Strip. What? How many Americans would say, yeah, that's what we believe and what we should do? How many congressmen and senators would say that, yeah, that's something I think we should do? But don't you think that at least that conversation should be had by those leaders within our nation? The Congress and the Senate, before a reckless man, goes before the world and says what he said? President Donald Trump's proposal that the United States take over the Gaza Strip and permanently resettle its Palestinian residents was swiftly rejected and denounced on Wednesday by American allies and adversaries alike. Trump's suggestion came at the White House news conference with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who smiled several times as the president detailed a plan to build new settlements for Palestinians outside the Gaza Strip and for the U.S. to take ownership in redeveloping the war-torn territory into the Riviera of the Middle East. I mean, just a heartless monster. As those people who've done nothing, who suffer, who don't have food to eat or clothes to put on their back, can't take a shower. They don't have clean water. They don't have electricity. And we know what happened. And then, and as the rest of the world summons the will to do what they can themselves to try to help these human beings, the monster says, hey, we're going to make it out of a Riviera of the Middle East. You know, it just is just unbelievable. 855-752-4842 is the number. Hey, Susan, thank you very much for the call.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the radio station that actually tells the truth. What I am concerned about is what they're doing with the DEI people who have the DEI on their resumes that they supported DEI. Musk and his minions took all these names of these people and they put them on the internet and they have all their addresses and phone numbers and whatever, all their whole identity is out there to be had. And mainly, most of them happen to be people of black color that are connected with this. And to me, when I looked at this, and I happen to be part Jewish, it is like the Nazis did this to the Jewish people when they made them wear the gold stars on their clothing. Donald Trump does not care about anyone but himself. What he's doing to Gaza is terrible. That's why he closed that aid.
You said it.
Yeah, you said. Right. I'm sorry.
That's
you.
Okay. No problem.
I go so fast.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Go ahead.
Okay. And that's why he closed that. He's going to starve these poor people out. We have no right to do that to these people. We have to bring them back to their homeland and help rebuild their homes. We need to feed and clothe them and bring them proper water and take care of their children and vaccinate them because there are going to be diseases. But we as a people do not, United States never did this. We are not, we don't bring harm to other people. We help people out. And now that we have this king, who I'm sorry, he is a Nazi. He is a Nazi. I don't care how you spin it. The MAGA are Nazi people, and this is what they're doing. They're bringing harm to all the innocent.
You know, Susan, where are the Christians? Where is the pushback and the outrage? For in so much you have not done this unto the least of these, my children, you have also not done it unto me. The tenet of Christianity is to push back and to fight and to help people in need, at least to be outspoken. Where are those voices? That's why the coup is being successful, because everybody's afraid of him. And so if you're afraid of this one man who's fallible, he's a human being, he's not a god, why make him a god when we remain silent in the face of the things that are happening? We make him a god, and he's not that. Hey, Susan, thank you very much for the call. 855-752-4842. You know, Benjamin Netanyahu, you know, concocted this idea. And he sat down with Donald Trump, two guys, heartless. And they talked about the deal they could broker. You know, let me kind of point out to those of you in the listening audience, if you're just joining us, I'm talking about the fact that our nation is, there's a coup right before our eyes taking place, not in the third world nation, in the United States of America, a coup where the government is being totally eliminated right before our eyes. And so we should all be alarmed because we've gone, sent guys, young men to war to fight for coups in other nations. You know, why do we accept the coup in this nation? Are we going to wait until the coup is complete? Because it's headed in that direction. You know, and I get it. You know, people are afraid. But you don't have to be afraid about this conversation because, you know, nobody's going to do anything to you. I'm the guy doing the talking. And the talking that I'm doing is absolutely the truth. Nobody can refute that there's a coup underway in this nation. You see it. Hey, Tom from West Dallas, good morning to you, sir. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I guess first off, I want to say the person who this with the text this morning about Trump is a fresh face, that and this same with Boyles is this, where's the media? There's the media. Yeah, Fox spreading all these propaganda lies, and the majority, or at least half the country, believe it. They believe that there's this huge wave of immigrants that's destroying our country. Well, who was saying that? Trump. Every time he was on TV or something, he was saying that the immigrants are destroying this country, which they're not, but that is the belief. Trump and Netanyahu are the same camp that if both of them were not in office, they would be in jail. I'm sickened by the whole thing. Where is the Democrats? Where are they? Why don't they all get together and march down to the Treasury and see exactly what is going on over there?
Well, Tom, with Dr. Robert Craig, we're going to be talking about where the Democrats fit in this later on in the show. We're going to be certainly talking about it because the Democratic leadership. And I will say to you, the Democrats can make some noise, but they can't stop it. It's incumbent upon Republican leadership, which has basically sold out, which has no courage whatsoever. The people who are afraid to say the right thing to protect the American people, you know why they're afraid? Because they're concerned about protecting their own backsides. Well, I'm up for re-election. Who gives a rip about you being up for re-election? Why can't you fight for what's right? You know, we can't do it on that level. That's why we have these elected officials. They're supposed to do it. But somehow we're supposed to understand, well, Tom's running for re-election, so he's got to be very careful. Hey, man, we're not worried about you, Tom. There's a bigger calling for you as an elected official. You swore to an oath. And so why is the media not talking like that, Tom?
I don't know. I don't know. They're all afraid that they're just going to yank their licenses. That could be. I don't know. I don't understand what is going on with our media. I mean, thank God you guys are here, and hopefully you get bigger and bigger and bigger so more people are listening. But the Democrats, though, they could do, well, it's like when they tried to cut our prices, they cut all the funding for everyone or put everything on a hold. Well, that only lasted, what, maybe 36 hours? Because everyone stood up and started complaining about it. I think this isn't right. And that's what needs to happen again. We got to get everyone involved and start making a ruckus about this.
Well, so again, the nation, there's a coup going on. Coups, you know, happen. There are bloodless coups that take place. But make no mistake about it, there's a coup underway, man. You know, I mean, do I have to become more animated? I'm just, you know, I'm a gnat. You can't even see me. But there needs to be more gnats. And if more gnats open their mouths and push back on it, then maybe we could make something happen. But one little gnat can be squashed. And that's why I guess a lot of people are afraid, but I'm not afraid. Truth is what it is. It's not black, it's not white, it's not Democrat, it's not Republican, it's not Christian, it's not Muslim. It's not male, it's not female, it's not educated, it's not non-educated. Truth stands on its own. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into a, you know, Twilight Zone on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. You know, we're in the midst of a coup. And, you know, maybe people don't want to use that verbiage. You know, but look up the definition of a coup. And if this is not a coup in process, you know, then I'm blind, and what I've read as the definition of a coup, we're in the midst of it. And I will tell you, the more, and Dr. Craig and I are going to talk about Elon Musk and his role in it. And if I hear anybody else say, well, you know, the guy, Calvin, Russia.
Putin.
Hey, Putin is the most dangerous man. Putin is this. Hey, we got here. What about Putin? Hey, man. Look at Putin. And look at what we're making threats to do. Man. Donald Trump said yesterday, I don't know if you saw it, if Iran kills me, I've given orders to wipe them off the face of the earth. What kind? Listen, when he says what he says about Gaza, what he fails to understand, or what he does understand and the American people don't understand, is the rest of the Middle East, they're certainly not going to take that lying down, and they're going to take that threat for real. Let's go to Karina. Good morning to you, Karina. How you doing?
Good morning, girl. I'm disgusting, you know, with the whole cook up what they made with Netanyahu and the Trump. So we're going to take a people who live on this land for 3,000-4,000 years, and we're going to say, oh, you have nothing here. Let's move you, Egypt and Jordan. There is nothing for you. It's my land.
Yes.
What are you talking about? Why am I supposed to go from here anywhere else and allow you to put, how he said it, Middle Eastern Riviera. He wants to put Middle Eastern Riviera in there on the sea. And what is wrong with America owning that piece of land in the Middle East? Those people have nothing on this land but destruction. Well, who's destroying those people? And the Netanyahu is sitting there smiling. And I'm sorry, I am a half of Jew. My mama is Jewish. My family ran from Russia in the revolution to Palestine. They were accepted. They were no Israel. It was a Palestine. They were accepted. They lived side by side. My family built Haifa. Okay? What is it? What does it pay back to those people who invited you to their land, who accepted you as their own? Now, even the Palestinian Muslim people who live in Israel do not have a full right. We're not even talking about Gaza or West Bank. And now you're taking... So this is what Israel wants. This is greater Israel, where they're expanding their territory.
So Karina, it's not just what Israel wants, because they couldn't do it without the guy who's sitting there right now. I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Jim from Brookfield. Jim, go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Earl. I say yes, we are in the Twilight Zone. Yes, we are undergoing a coup. And I want to focus on Mr. Netanyahu, Benjamin Netanyahu. He's nothing short of a war criminal. I mean, the International Criminal Committee, ICC, has issued arrest warrants for the guy. I mean, and he's made it abundantly clear all he wanted to do was to eradicate, exterminate the Palestinians. He had no intention of working out a peace deal and letting them, you know, live in peace. He's getting exactly what he wants, thanks to Mr. Donald Trump. Both of them, they're two peas in a pod. They both have faced criminal charges. They both have been out of power and then returned to power. And they're, unfortunately, to the detriment of the world, they're coming back with a vengeance. And for Mr. Trump to sit there so naively without even speaking to Jordan or to Egypt, any officials from there that, you know, no background communication, just to throw it off the top of his head. Oh, they should go to Jordan or Egypt. And then to say we're going to turn what's left of the rubble that was all caused by Netanyahu, who refused to put troops in there. All they did was use our military and, I mean, our missiles to destroy it. To turn it into Riviera is just a joke. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Hey, Jim, thank you very much for the call. Mayor of the city of Milwaukee, Mr. Cavalier Johnson, will be joining us at the top of the hour to talk about immigration. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.